Ah, oh, that's like a Calgon bath moment. I love the energy, but it's just the silence, just really nice.
Yeah.
So we're going to take just a moment to line up, to connect. So take a nice deep breath. And exhale. And I like to do these standing, sometimes moving around. It's really interesting energetically what occurs in the body when you reorient physically. Sometimes eyes closed, sometimes eyes open. Take another nice deep breath. And just exhale and feel the energy in your being just rippling, just coming to life everywhere. Everything opening, expanding, easily, effortlessly. One more deep breath. And exhale. And just feel the arising of your intention, your desire, your reason, your meaning for being here with Heather and Adela and all the other conscious business leaders and beings that are on this call, either right now or listening on the replay. And just feel the collective ripple of our intention. And it is good. And so just know that that intention ripples throughout this hour, throughout the day, and throughout the weeks coming. And just be on the lookout for the signposts of your intention becoming in the here and now. Thank you, everyone. So we have got a really juicy call today, because money, honey, is on everybody's mind, especially nowadays. And I first heard about Heather Dominick. I just kept hearing about her. You know, I kept hearing about her through colleagues and friends, and I'd run across something on a website, and I said to myself, who is this Heather? And I had to check her out. I had to explore and see who she was. And she is delightful. And she has a really a beautiful synergy of inner and outer skills and techniques and tools to really have you bring your conscious business online. So our conversation today is about the biggest mistakes healers, coaches, and heart-centered entrepreneurs make with money and how to avoid them. And Heather's going to share loads of really cool tips and things that she knows that she's got the in on. So let me just tell you a little bit about Heather. Heather Dominick is an energy-rich entrepreneur, success, and master coach. And she coaches individuals that you can't do business, but you need to be business at a holistic level, that it integrates your thoughts, your feelings, your words, and your actions. She calls this managing your energy. And it's important that an entrepreneur do the inner and outer work necessary to activate this skill and actually believe in them. So only when you've activated this in you can you fully and confidently present yourself and your business to others. And she's got a fabulous 12-week program, Energy Rich Success System for Entrepreneurs Bootcamp, which we'll talk a little bit about at the end of our call. So welcome, Heather.
Thank you so much, Adela. I'm just so overjoyed to be here with you today.
Yeah, it is a juicy topic, isn't it, this whole money thing? And I wanted to start off just with, it almost seems like a no-brainer, but why is it important to have a healthy relationship with money?
Yeah. Great, great question. And what I love is that right away you just identified that it's about having a relationship. So that is really the key point. So before you can even go into having a healthy relationship with money, we have to just accept that to be in abundance is to be in relationship with our money. So, you know, we've probably all heard, I'm guessing those who are attracted to this call and this amazing and incredible series that you've put together, have heard somewhere along the line that money is energy. And I know for myself, when I first heard that, I was like, okay, like that sounds nice, but, you know, like I really just don't get it, you know. But I would maybe like smile and say om with everybody else and then just, you know, still be broke. So I obviously wasn't getting it. And that really is, you know, a part of my story is that, you know, what it is that's brought me to be here with you today and to share everything that I share through Energy Rich Coaching really is about my own experience. And I definitely came from a place where I did not have a healthy relationship with money. I did not have a good relationship with money. Before I was self-employed and had my own company, I was working as a high school teacher, and I was at the second highest paying school district in New York State, and I had no money. And I wasn't going out to fancy dinners, and I wasn't wearing really expensive clothes, and I couldn't really tell you where my money was going. And when I went into being self-employed, what I very clearly and quickly understood was that that dysfunctional relationship that I had with money, I brought that with me into my business. And so where it wasn't really serving me before, but I could get by because I was getting a paycheck every couple of weeks, that was no longer there and available for me. So I had to get real clear and real honest and what I like to say, energetically responsible when it came down to what was my relationship with money. So we look at, first of all, how is it that you as an individual are relating with money? If money was a partner, if it was a spouse, if it was a friend, how would you describe your relationship? Is it a good relationship? Is it one where you are available for each other? Do you have feelings of love and a sense of appreciation and gratitude when you think about that other person? Do you feel your heart expand? Now, of course, as I'm referring to this other person, I'm really talking about money. Well, I know for myself and for most people that I've coached through changing their relationship with money, when they really get honest and energetically responsible, they realize they really don't have a good relationship with money. They don't have good feelings about money. They don't feel joyful when they sit down to do their monthly bills and write out those checks. They don't have a sense that this person, aka money, will be there for them no matter what. But there's really more of a sense of a fear, a sense of I have to hold on to you. I don't really want to share you with too many people. I feel resentful that I have to give money in exchange for the lights and electricity that I have or whatever else it might be. So that's the first key part, is to just check in and what is the relationship that you have with money? And then why, you know, the no-brainer of why do we want a healthy relationship? Well, it's actually beyond maybe the no-brainer first answer that might come to mind, which is, oh, well, so that, you know, we can be experiencing and enjoying more. But the real key is, why do we want a healthy relationship with money? So that you can be free. That's it. So that you can be free. So that you can be free to create. So that you can be free to be in your purpose, and so that you can be free to fully serve in the way that you're meant to serve, whether it's through your business or through any of your personal relationships or really any opportunity for anybody that you have to come in contact with. And if you are giving a good portion of your energy to your fear and worry and concern and wonder about money, then you are not free. Then money is the master of you versus you being the master of money, which is just that then money just becomes a tool to be able to use. You're able to walk hand in hand forward in service through your business. And that's why we want you to have a healthy relationship with money.
Whoa. That was so powerful. Really, it is about, you know, that's interesting you say that, because recently I've come into connection with this whole idea. You know, it's we worry about money, not having enough, and yet we don't pay attention. And I was at a conference recently, and they handed out this worksheet, and they said, you know, be conscious of your money, what's coming in, what's going out. I know this sounds like basic stuff, but you would be surprised, myself included sometimes, how much I don't pay attention to the come and the go of money, the exchange, the relationship. And it's really interesting, too, the other thing that you said about really the really deep reason about having a healthy relationship with money is to be free. I was chatting with one of my really good buddies, Alicia Castillo from Venturas Latina, and she's working on her PhD, and she shared a really interesting fact with me a couple of nights ago. She's actually in Australia, in Perth. And she said that she has access to these studies, of course, because she's doing her PhD. And she said that your brain is not engineered for altruism unless your personal survival is assured. So what you're pointing to, Heather, is actual, you know, biology. It's actually the way that we're designed. We cannot really give all that we have to give if we're not feeling taken care of, if our survival, if our basic needs are not met. You know, we really can't create these amazing businesses and launch this fantastic ripple in consciousness and change on the planet that we want to make. So the relationship with money is really important. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you brought up a really good point, too, about, you know, that consciousness of, you know, well, is money coming or is it going, or really, where am I spending it? Where am I investing it? And when I say investing, I'm not just talking about like in, you know, I'm talking about, I look at in terms of whatever it is that you choose to spend money on, that's an investment, right? So you invest in an ice cream cone.
Mm-hmm.
You invest in that experience of having ice cream. It's like, okay, good, great. You know, what is that going to bring to you? But that consciousness piece is, again, we go back to the relationship, right? So if we just even think about it, again, as a person. So just imagine how you would feel if someone didn't know whether you were coming or going. Someone wasn't really paying attention to whether you were there or whether you weren't. They had no idea. They didn't really notice. Or every time that you walked into the room, they just sort of felt frustrated, or they were afraid that you were going to leave. They wanted to hold on to you and make you stay in the room. Can you just feel like the shrinking of energy
mm-hmm.
there?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, like that just doesn't feel good, right? And that's where the explanation that money is energy comes in, because it really is simply a tool to express what it is that we give value to, right?
Mm-hmm.
You choose that ice cream cone, you invest in that ice cream cone, you are giving value to that. That is something that you are willing to make an exchange for. So in the same way that you want to feel when you walk into a room that you're noticed, that you're appreciated, that there's a purpose for you being there, so that's the way that you want to begin to relate with your money. That's the consciousness piece. That's when the relationship then has room to begin to change. And from that comes that greater sense and feeling of security that you were describing, you know, in that conversation with your friend from Australia. Because how many times maybe have we had the experience ourselves, or we've seen someone else that we buy all this stuff, or we set up all of these, you know, different quote-unquote safety measures for ourselves to try to create that security from the outside, but still we feel so fearful, we feel so desperate. So that sense of security comes from the cultivation of that relationship. Again, think about it like a spouse. Think about it like a friend. When are you really secure? When you can look someone else in the eye and you can say, I love you for who you are. I value you for who you are. I trust that you will do well to me, by me, and for me. And I release you. I let you go. You are free. And that's that real sense of security, because you're not attached. You're not attached. So that sense of security comes from within first, and then you're going to start to see the response in a big way from outside, because that's what's going to start to reflect to you through your business, through what you're able to generate in terms of income, et cetera. Does that make sense, Adela?
Oh, that you're just singing my song here. Because for me, that is one of the distinctions in conscious business, is that you're not focused on the external. When you are flowing, when you are in your flow, in your essence, doing what really makes you come alive, you know, the things outside of you are magnetically attracted to you, and you are pulled magnetically to those opportunities, those people, those partnerships that are actually going to bring you into more abundance. So it is something that comes from inside of you, and it's not something that can be had by doing. So I love that distinction about, you know, you can't do your business, you must be your business. It's something that I think I actually wrote the same thing earlier today.
Oh, hi.
I love how we all do this. But you're bringing something up for me, and I know we're going to weave in these mistakes that happen with money and heart-centered entrepreneurs. But one of those things that makes us, I think, kind of like get to that place where we're like reaching and holding on is because we're not really confident with ourselves and our products and our services. Do you find that with the folks that you work with that's one of the areas that you play with?
Yes, absolutely. I think that's a really great point that you just zeroed in on. So, and tell me if I'm on track here, this is what you're speaking to, so that you don't really have that full sense of connection and confidence to what you're offering. But in a way, you maybe feel sort of like a fraud, or, you know, like who are you really to be doing this? And, well, maybe I should just get like one more certification.
Yeah.
And I'll see. That's what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I fully agree with you. So what is your experience in terms of how that affects what people are able to create?
Well, my experience, again, it's my own personal experience and what I've experienced with my own clients. It's that catch-22, Heather. It's like you don't quite feel fully confident, and yet if you don't take action, you'll never feel confident. You know, it's one of those things that I like to say perfection is a continuum. I remember thinking that, you know, as soon as I've got this lined up, as soon as my website looks like really professional, or as soon as, you know, I put together a program like so-and-so, so all of these external things would kind of keep me from stepping up, and yet you have to step up in order for the external things to show up with just the information that you've got in front of you right now. With just what you've got right now, that's how you develop the confidence and get the value of what it is that you offer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I really, really agree with that. You know, it's all sort of like, well, you have to start somewhere,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
You have to take that first step. Now, what I would add into this, and this does connect into a mistake that so many heart-centered entrepreneurs make when it comes to money, is that to support you in creating that confidence, in addition to that willingness to take action, to take that first step, is I would add in the reminding for yourself that you are not alone. That you are not alone. This is not just up to you. You do not have to make this happen just by yourself. But there is available to each and every one of us a divine sense, a higher source energy, spirit, God, universe, soul, Buddha, whatever it is that you want to call it, that is literally waiting for you to call upon, to partner with, to step into that natural life force, that natural energy. And I always like to use the comparison of just in the same way that an acorn so effortlessly and naturally and abundantly is coated to become an amazing, incredible, beautiful, large, huge, luscious, abundant oak tree, so are you. So in that confidence, what I have found that creates the lack of confidence for so many heart entrepreneurs is that sense of, well, I have to make all of this happen. I have to make it all happen. I have to do it by myself. And I better gather a whole lot of external stuff to prove that I'm worthy of doing that. I better get the degrees. I better get the certifications. I better have that one more program. I better have that perfect website or whatever it is. And if you need to stop for a moment, understand, just like you said, Adele, that it's about taking that first step and then call on support. So whatever it is, again, that language that speaks to you, spirit, source, soul, God, a Buddha, universe, like I'm just going to ask you to just step in and to just to be here with me now. Because I recognize that I'm at a place where I'm stuck and I'm stalled. I recognize that this is not serving me. I recognize that I'm choosing to believe in perfectionism in this moment. I know that's a falsity. I know that that's not true. However, I don't really feel like I can get beyond this. So I ask you to support me, to hold me, to guide me, to show me, to light the path so that I can just step forward and take that one step. And I will tell you, as you begin to utter any kind of sense of a request similar to what it is that I just modeled for everyone listening in today, you will feel the shift. It will come to you. It might be a glimmer at first, but it will come. And you will get a nudge. You will get an idea. Somebody will call you up. A web developer will get in touch with you and be like, you know what, I just want to make you a website. I mean, believe me, I've heard it all. So it just comes to you and it's out of the blue. But that's it. When it comes to making that shift in confidence, stop looking out there for someone to tell you that you're worthy and you're valuable and you're okay enough. Start looking in and start looking up so that you have what it is that you need in terms of that sense of greater support to take that first step.
Oh, that's wonderful. So really, you know, we've got the fountain right inside of us, and it is about, again, that choice and that practice to really connect, you know, to the most expanded perspective of yourself that you can experience in every moment. I know that for me, it's interesting. You said reminding you that you are not alone in my trainings all the time. As a matter of fact, I'm in the middle of my last energy training, and I tell folks all the time in our group that we're available to one another. Not only is, you know, source available, or whatever else you want to call it, but we're all energetically connected, and especially when we come together in a community. Sometimes, you know, it's not convenient or expedient to pick up a phone, even though it's great, or, you know, to flash off an email. Sometimes you can just connect and stop, and you can just, I like to call it, you know, the light tribe and the legion of light sometimes, you know, and just know, because sometimes, and this is my own experience, sometimes to connect to something that seems so immense and so huge, for me has not been as beneficial as actually connecting with people that I know and whose energy I have come to be supported by, and to feel their energy and their presence with me has been immensely helpful.
Absolutely. I would agree with that 110% as well.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, aside from that practice, what are the things, because I think this is really huge, this whole thing with the relationship with money, what are some of the tools or the practices or the things that you might be able to share with folks if they're looking to shift their relationship with money?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So that first part, you know, we started to cover already, which is getting clear about the relationship that you do have with money, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the first part. And it might sound so obvious, but it really is key. And again, I'm really just going from my own experience here. And when I was in a place where I, you know, and I had no money, I would be like, well, what are you talking about? What do you mean? What? Like, it's just, you know, I hate it. It's frustrating. You know, like, that was my answer. So to just stop and be like, okay, so what's my part in that? You know, so what's the awareness? What is the relationship that I have with money? the second piece that we started to cover already, which is to recognize that you're not alone. Like, you don't have to do this on your own. There's lots of different ways to begin to reach out and to request support, whether that is through a higher energy or just even, as you were saying, Adela, someone who's close to you, someone who you can really feel their energy. And then to get clear about what it is that you do want to create. Okay, so we've gone from what it is that we don't want and being aware of what it is that's really taking place, opening up to receive support, and then getting clear about what it is that you do want. And again, that might seem like an obvious for so many people, but I know, again, for myself, that when I was really first starting to create a shift with my relationship with money, I wasn't very clear. I just knew that I didn't want to feel the way that it is that I was feeling. And then as I started to give myself permission to explore and to be creative and to just even daydream a little bit and to start to think about, okay, well, what is it that I do want? And where I started is probably where most people start, which is like, okay, so maybe the things that I would have. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a great place to start. Okay, so what would you do? What would you bring into your experience? You know, whether that's in the form of possessions or in trips or travel or whatever it might be. And then you move into one of the key pieces to really begin to make the shift, which is, why do you want that? And that's a really key question, and I would really recommend that everybody writes that down. Why do you want that? And once you allow yourself to begin to answer that question of why, to ask it again, because there will be a first layer that will show itself, and then ask yourself why you want the why. Why you want the why. So you can take it a little bit further and deeper. And what is going to be shown to you is really the energy that you desire to be in. And then the next step is about, how can I begin to create this now? What is what I like to call a next baby step action that I can take to allow myself to experience this why, the why of the why, now? So maybe what would be shown to you is that why do you want what you want? Why? And maybe it's a sense of acceptance, or maybe it is that sense of security that you were talking about before, or maybe it's a sense of freedom. So what is one next baby step action that you can take now that will allow you to experience that? What would you need to be able to do so that you would have a sense of acceptance? I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just go getting your hair done. I don't know. Maybe it's a favorite scent or a smell. I'm not sure. It'll be different for each and every one of us. But to begin that practice of the next baby step action and also maintaining the connection to the bigger picture. So once you've boiled it down to the why of the why, and then you can take a next baby step action, and every time you go get your hair done, you're like, this is about me having a new experience. This is about me having a new relationship with money. This is what I choose to experience for myself. And then that energy begins to build and expand. So there's a lot of, you know, more in-depth tools and techniques that we teach in Energy Rich, but I'm trying to boil it down so it's easy to grab onto for right now that people can begin to use right in this moment. Is this making sense, Adela?
This is making so much sense, and I have to stop myself from jumping in and interrupting you. I'm so excited. Because it really, you know, sometimes in the beginning it's really subtle, and some of those things that may come up, especially when you start asking, because we are so clever and our mind is so tricky, because we're actually dealing with different aspects of ourselves, and there's a part of ourselves that really, really, really wants to feel safe. And really, really feeling safe and secure is the world of the known. And the world of your vision, the world of your dreams, lies outside of that boundary. So we're looking to build an energy bridge.
So well said.
And so these things, what you're saying is so beautifully perfect, because it is like that. It's like taking a moment right now. And when you do that exercise that you just mentioned about, you know, why you want it and then why you want the why.
Yeah.
See, that's when you start getting really deeper to that essence that's you, the essence that wants to come alive and create and do extraordinary, magnificent things.
Yes, yes. And then we'll be able to be unleashed to do that.
Yeah, but it can happen, can it, Heather, unless you do something physically.
Yes, that action, that next baby step action. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, because it, so long as we're dealing with the energy of the vision, of the dream, and we do not take a physical action, and this is an important thing, too, that you're pointing to about coming from the inner, the action should arise from the energy that's inside of you. And what happens when you start asking that question, why the why, is that you might get something like really wacky. Like, let's say if your thing is freedom, it could be something, and this is my own experience, because freedom is one of my why. That's my why. Freedom is definitely one of my whys, or the why for me. I remember one of the things that I did, was I decided not to go to baby showers anymore. I know that. Not baby showers that I felt I had to go to.
Yep.
This is an important
yep.
distinction. So I stopped doing those things I felt I had to do, like the whole Christmas thing. For a couple of years there, I actually stopped because it had felt like I had fallen into this thing, oh, my God, I got to do this. And it was such a dread. I just hated shopping. I hated the malls.
Yep.
You know. And now I feel differently about, you know, Christmas shopping because I gave up the have to, the assumptions. So one of the areas that this leads you to, and this is a really important piece that you're pointing to, Heather, is that when you ask those deeper questions and something inside of you arises, and it could be that, you know, hey, going to the hairdresser, it may look like you're only going to the hairdresser, but you're actually freeing up the energy of an anchored assumption.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, and you're making that connection because you've gotten to the place where you understand the why of the why. And so you've chosen the action from that energy rather than, well, if I do all these things, then that's going to make me feel a certain way. If I do that, then I'll feel that way. And then that's what leads to just wheel spinning and, you know, a place of just feeling frustrated. So I love the way that you described it, and I'm really just laughing to myself because you're reminding me that, you know, I went through that same process as well. I really went through, like, an obligation detox.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, like, not going to do that anymore. And one of the things that I gave up was also baby showers.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Again, baby showers in the same way that you said that I felt obligated to and I didn't really feel the connection.
Yeah.
Really, what was that doing for anyone? Not very much, right? If we're
mm-hmm.
in any place that, you know, that we're just there out of obligation and there's really at some level an activation of feeling, you know, resentful or like we would really rather be doing something else, and it's really not of full service to anyone. So that's just an example of then we just, you know, expand that out into our businesses and into important areas like our relationship with money, and you really begin to feel the impact. You really begin to feel the change. And that's what you want. That's what you want from the inside out, and that's where the true change comes from.
Yeah, and once I imagine, I know for myself this is true, that once you really start questioning a lot of these assumptions that you have about money, and your example of, you know, the metaphor of a relationship, oh, my gosh, that is so powerful. Because I would not dream of treating, you know, a loved one the way that I have treated money in the past, right? It's really interesting.
Yeah.
And yet one of those things that we start doing, money is like any area where we have a resistance, where there's a problem, where things aren't flowing. For me is an area where there's a potential for a shift, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? There's something not lined up. If you're not flowing, whether it's ideas, whether it's money, whether it's relationship, whatever it is, you're not aligned. And a lot of times abundance does not have a lot to do with money, even though it can show up as money. Because there have been times in my life that I may not have necessarily been making a lot of money. I was making okay money. But no matter what I needed, the money would show up for it, like, incredibly. Or the exchange would show up in some way. So that may even be, like, a kind of a first step with people, is just notice the energy exchange of abundance that there is in your world. Because a lot of times I think the money thing is also a problem of focus, right?
Say more about that.
Right. So we're not, you know, oh, you know, it's just not enough, or I want to make more. Instead of, like, looking and saying, wow, I made this, or wow, I've made this connection.
Right.
You know, really a shifting of focusing your energy on what is working. You know, and pouring your energy, because sometimes it may be with money that you're pouring your energy into something that's not, you're not aligned, and so the exchange isn't going to be there. So sometimes I've noticed that with money, it can be about your focus in terms of your energy flow. So doing it for the money, you know, doing something not because you necessarily want to do it, but because you have to do it. And not to say that, you know, you may not have to do that for a bit, but be conscious of it, you know. And not being on automatic pilot, treating money as a living energy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm still the one who, you know, I walk down the street and, you know, and I see a coin and I'm like, ooh. Yay, I will stop, I will pick it up, just like, oh my gosh, and thank you so much, and this is so great, and this is amazing, and this is beautiful and wonderful, and yay me, you know, and it just is like, feels like a lucky day, and I always really joke, you know, because I live in New York City, I live in Manhattan, I always say, like, these streets really are paved with gold.
yeah.
You know, and just to have that, because that's another place when you're talking about that focus, right?
Mm-hmm.
To watch, like, where we give judgment to what is of value, what is not of value, what is enough, what is not enough, and how many times that something like a penny is just, you know, overlooked, or, oh, well, that's just a penny, or, oh, who cares? But what's $1 million? It's just a lot of pennies.
Yeah.
It's the same. Doesn't
yeah.
matter.
Yeah.
The universe doesn't know size. So what it does know is just what are you choosing to express and what are you choosing to offer in terms of an exchange. So that's what I really hear when I hear you talking about that focus, and I really agree with that. I agree with that very much.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, I want to take a moment now because we're at a good spot to just take a couple of questions, and folks have been submitting their questions. So here's the first one, Heather. This is from Robin in Placerville, California. Hi, Heather. At 47 years old, I am realizing I have issues with making money. The negative emotions, I believe, were created from watching what people in my life did or how they used others to get more money. Now that I understand where my relationship to money was created, how do I change that? Thank you.
Yeah, that's a beautiful question, and I can really identify with that, Robin, because I had that in my life as well. And I'm sure probably a lot of us did in some way, you know, some way or another, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing, and this is so beautiful, I'm so glad this question was asked, is that money is the primary area for healing. Money is the primary area for healing. When you can begin to see in the same way that you would, and I'm really just speaking to people that I know that are attracted to this series, the same way that you would engage in light work in other areas for yourself, I would invite you to really begin to see money as an area of healing. So that's great. Now we understand where it came from. Good. Okay. That's beautiful. And now what? Now what? What do you choose to create with what you have and where you are now? Because all that that happened to you before is just an opportunity for you to create, to grow, to heal, to expand, to transcend now. Now. So to first, again, see it as an opportunity to heal in the same way that you would do anything else, right? Okay, so you would heal anything else. You get a scratch, you get a bump, you know, what do you do? You're not like, oh, bad bump, oh, you're so awful, ugh. you probably, you know, maybe put a little bit of something on it, maybe cover it with a Band-Aid. And if it's definitely for a child, you kiss it and you say, you know, all is well. It's going to be better. So that's that first part. And then I would really recommend going through some of the steps that Adela and I have already been covering so far on this call, is to begin to look at, you know, well, what do you want and what's the why of the why? And then what's an action that you can take that will support you in stepping into that why of the why? That's my sense. Anything you'd add to that, Adela?
No, I think you covered it pretty thoroughly. Yeah, I think you did.
Okay.
Let's go on to the next question. This is from Crystal in the UK. What if you have stepped up but nothing is happening?
I would need to talk to Crystal and find out what she means by stepping up.
Yeah.
I would want to hear a little bit more information about that. As best as possible, what I will share is that if nothing is happening, quote unquote, I'm going to go back to what it is that you were really giving attention to just a bit ago, Adela, which is that if you're not experiencing what it is that you want, something is out of alignment. And that doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you or that you're not doing something right. It does mean that there's an opportunity for something to be born. Something wants to be born. Something's trying to come through. You're being given an opportunity. Now, again, I don't have the specifics of Crystal, so I can't really speak to that. But what I would recommend is that you take a look around. So in your experience, you've been stepping up. Well, are we being asked to maybe shift a little bit of that stepping up, to be in motion in a bit of a different way? Something is there waving its hands over its head saying, Crystal, Crystal, look at me, look at me. This is what you're being called to do next. Again, I don't know what that specific is, but I can be pretty confident that that's it. So that then you can go, oh, okay, I'm actually being called to, you know, take a stronger stand for my business, to actually go out and pick up the phone and make phone calls to people or whatever it might be for you. But there's something that you're being called to, something that wants to be born, to burst through.
Yeah, and I'll add here, just for myself, that usually when I'm stepping up, and Crystal, if you had anything to add, you may want to just put that in the webcast again. If I'm stepping up and I've got this conversation with myself, well, this isn't working. Sometimes, you know, it's difficult to see things yourself. So I may check in with someone, whether it's my own coach. But I notice that unless I'm in an area, especially when it comes to my business, unless I'm playing in an area where the thing that's calling me makes me feel a little uncomfortable or a little nervous, I may not really be stepping up as much as I could. So I don't know if that's what's happening with you, Crystal. We'd actually need a little bit more of information. And it's something that you can email me if you'd like, and we can go into it a little bit more. You can post it on the blog or the community that we created. But
right.
A lot of times we think we're stepping up, and I do this myself, and I think, well, okay, I'm really taking a risk here, right? I'm doing it, in quotes. And then I find, well, Adela, you know, this is really doing it, or there's another level, as you were pointing to, Heather, where you could really step up even more.
Yeah, and I think what I would add to that, too, is, well, what meaning are you giving to it? What meaning are you giving to and nothing's happening, or I'm trying to remember the exact words that were used by Crystal, because, you know, I know that I used to do that as well, be like, oh, my God, and I would be like, there's something wrong with me, it's not working. You know, what I've learned now is like, oh, okay, what am I asked to be seen? Like, done, I don't need to engage in the story, right?
Yeah.
I need to engage in the story if it's not working, but I'm being asked to see something, what is it? And then to get that support, call on a coach or just like you said, Adela, and so I'm like, okay, show me, I'll go. Show me and I'll go. Show me and I'll go. Show me, I'll take the action. That's it. I'm done with it. It's not working. I don't need to engage in that story. I don't choose to believe in that. Okay, maybe I did something. Didn't happen the way I thought it was going to. Great. What am I supposed to do next? What am I being shown?
Yeah. Wonderful. And I actually wanted to remind folks that if you like an interactive experience, I've actually set up a tweet chat room. So if you like to Twitter and chat, it's tweetchat.com. Thank you, Cindy, for reminding me. And the room is CBT for Conscious Business Telesummit 09. So if you want to hang out with all the tweet chatsters, that's where you go. Thank you.
You're so cool, Adela, with your dog, and your, send your question in, and let's tweet up over here, and it's just so great. It's great. You put together something that is amazing.
Thank
so
you.
To be part of it. Thank you.
You know, this is what's really fun, and I'm someone who struggled with my business for a really long time, and I left corporate America a while back and went into a small business, a family business. I owned co-owned a World Gym franchise, but my background was, I've done a lot of different things, but I used to manage technology. And what's really amazing, and I was always the people person at the gym. My brother, I kept him away from the public. the thing is that when you find, you may have done a gazillion things, right, Heather? I'm sure you've got a similar story. But when you hit on the combination of what is really for you, see, my combination includes technology because I love technology, and that's been part of my skill set. That's what happens with your own conscious business and how you make money. It's a unique creation, and it will not be unique if you copy other people. You can model certain aspects, but then there's a part where don't you have to go out on a limb, Heather, and kind of really declare your bold, unique essence?
Oh, most definitely. Without a question, without a doubt. You can absolutely copy somebody else. You can do everything that it is that they've either told you to do or that you've watched them do, and it might get you, you know, a little bit further, but it will only get you so far. Because if you're called to be in business, you're called to be really putting out what is just naturally, authentically magnificent about you into the world. So that's a big part of it. It's a big, big part.
Yeah. I've got one more question, but before I hit that question, I wanted to ask you one more. Question, just because I'm really curious, and I know the folks on these calls are really, not to copy, but to kind of see what the models are that are working. And I've been sharing with folks what I'm doing here. This telesummit is a conscious business model. You know, I've got, you know, promotion partners, and Heather and I are promotion partners with one another. And, you know, I believe in her work, and, you know, she likes mine, and we're coming together, and we're doing this telesummit together. And so this is one conscious business model that you may want to model or take pieces from. So I wanted to see if you could tell folks a little bit about your conscious business model, Heather.
Sure, absolutely. You mean just in terms of the bigger picture of energy-rich coaching?
And just to tell them, you know, how your business is set up and you know, what makes it, because I love, just from the emails that I get from the folks who work with you, they are just so glorious. I can tell you that everyone is energy-rich. You are so your brand it's glorious. And from the first experience of you, it was like that, and all of my continuing experiences with you have been like that. So if you could just let people know a little bit about your model, how your business really is a beautiful conscious business model.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And I'm so glad to hear that that's been your experience. So I would really share first and foremost that for me and my business and, you know, energy-rich coaching is really about creating a sense of empowerment and leadership for everyone who's involved in energy-rich. So that means for the clients that we are here to serve, and that means everyone who's on my team, whether it's someone who's on my support team or whether someone who's on my coaching team. So I remember specifically, you know, a very key moment when I became very clear that I was being guided to be in business in a way that was beyond me, that what I was meant to be bringing to the world through energy-rich coaching was bigger than myself. So for me, I am very much about collaboration. That is all about creating that energy of collaboration which is expansive energy,
mm-hmm.
versus the limiting energy of competition. So
yeah.
for myself, for those, again, who, for those who are, you know, in any of the energy-rich programs, whether that's the Energy-Rich Business Bootcamp or any of our other group programs or private mentoring with me, it's very much about continuously cultivating a sense of leadership and a sense of success for each individual. And again, that spreads to my coaches, constantly looking to up-level them, to amp up what it is that they're able to bring to Energy Rich and to the world through their sense of leadership, whether it's through my team, whether it's through partnership, just like you and I are creating right here, Adela. I really choose to, every single action that I take in my business, really get a sense of how can we all succeed. So one of the things that I say in the boot camp a lot is that as you succeed, I succeed. As I succeed, you succeed. And I have no sense of competition. Oh, there's somebody else who's doing that, or somebody else is doing it. Okay. So there's more than enough. There's more than enough. And as we all up-level, as that is supported, then there really is an opportunity for this planet to be shifted and moved forward faster. So that's really the place that I come from. And, of course, there's lots of intricacies within that model, but I hope that serves. Please just ask me another question if you want to know anything else or more.
Well, I do want to know one more thing. How do you find conscious business partners?
And you mean like a kind of partnership like you and I?
Yeah, like how do, because I shared in my call yesterday how I find people. And
how you find them.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, people are really interested in that. People
okay.
really want to find out how to partner with other people. How do you find the people that are right for you to partner with? So if you could just share a little bit about that.
To create the partnerships. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, just to start with anyone who's in a close community or any other kinds of communities that you are in. I was actually just having this conversation with an energy-rich client, private mentor client today. And she's like, well, I'm not really involved with any communities. I'm like, well, you're part of the energy-rich community. She's like, well, yeah, that's true. I said, so ask.
Mm-hmm.
So start to ask. So whether it's somebody, if you're in a community that's online or in you're in an in-person community or any kind of networking event, simply ask. Start the conversation. And it's really great to start the conversation by saying something like, hey, you know, I've noticed you, and I think what you are up to seems pretty great. Would you like to have a conversation about how we might be able to mutually support each other? And that's really the way that it starts. I've been doing this for years. I've been doing this for, you know, like I said, in person. I've reached out to people on the internet. I also just said, you know, I'll say to clients, like, just Google. Like, Google. Like, it's so great. We've got, like, the, you know, most incredible, like, you know, wealth of information at our fingertips. So Google somebody else is doing something similar to you.
Oh, that's so
just
perfect.
Google.
Yeah, I do that too. I forgot.
Yeah, Google comes up. Go to their website. You know, cruise around. Send them an email with a compliment. Please understand. This is needed.
Yeah.
This is needed in our world. People want to hear from you. They want to hear what it is that you feel attracted to about their work. And they'll want that door of collaboration to be open, of course, especially if it's someone that you're attracted to. And maybe some folks you won't hear back from, well, that's okay. So you just, you know, go out and you just continue to make the connections. But literally walk up, whether it's in person, in a social networking community, online, whatever it might be, and ask, and ask. Start the conversation.
Yeah. It's amazing to me that most people say yes.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the world needs this. People are thirsty for this. So literally, it's like, you know, it's just a wealth of opportunity just waiting for you. And I've, again, things that with people I've met in person, things that I've, you know, created with people that I've met online, it's right there for you. Just ask. Start the conversation.
Thank you, Heather. Okay, let's take one last question, and then I want to hear a little bit more about the Energy Rich Bootcamp. So this one is from Marie in Asheville. I have been told that unless money is one of my top values, I will never resolve my issues around money. I have rearranged my values after deep thought, but it is still not in my top five. How can I resolve this?
Do you want it to be in your top five? I mean, that's my question, right? Do you want it to be? Like, that we have conflicting energy, we have conflicting information here.
Mm-hmm.
So on one hand, I'm hearing, like, I want to resolve my relationship with money. I'm told it has to be in my, you know, one of my values. I've done some of that resolution, but it's not in my top five. Okay. Do you want it to be? Because there are no rules. There's no rules. If you're feeling more at peace with money and it's not one of your top five values, okay, you're good. You're golden.
Mm-hmm.
Are you feeling out of sorts? Are you feeling out of alignment? Is that true to you, or is it because of what somebody else told you that you should be doing? So that's where you want to check in. And if you're like, well, you know, if I'm really honest, if I'm really energetically responsible, then I really do really desire it to be in one of those top five. Okay, then we've got a little bit more to do in terms of some of the healing and the inner work, and that's okay. You can do that. There's lots of different tools that are available for you, and then that shift will be created. So it goes back to the question, what do you want?
Beautiful. Thank you, Heather. Now, I know that you've got a training coming up, and I would just love it if you'd tell us a little bit about the Energy Rich Success System for Entrepreneurs Bootcamp.
Sure, absolutely. I'd be so happy to. So, yes, you're exactly right. We have an Energy Rich Business Bootcamp that's starting on November 9th, and this is a 12-week over-the-phone program. And what we do is we come together as a group of like-intended, like-minded, like-energy entrepreneurs. And over 12 weeks, we move through the 9 steps of the Energy Rich Entrepreneur Success System. And this is everything from where we get very clear about claiming your core value offer, which is very different in Energy Rich than anywhere else that you may have heard about a core value offer. In Energy Rich, it's really about the energy that you are meant to be bringing to those that you're meant to serve. And as we we tap into that and we unleash it, then we really turn you into like this energy magnet. And we have we move through other steps in the system, all the way through breaking through entrepreneurial fear and doubt, and some very important energy management tools to support that process, and into creating and establishing energy-rich business systems so that your business is moving forward on autopilot, and really moving into a powerful process that is about shifting from selling to serving, creating a whole new relationship with selling in the same way that we started talking about creating a whole new relationship with money on today's call, and allowing that to just move us forward into having a very powerful, what we call an energy-rich prospects to profits process, which is really about having a very clear process and a way that feels good to you, that's authentic to you, and has you powerfully connecting with your potential clients, your ideal clients, those that are your energetic matches, and really bringing them into partnership, into paying partnership with you. It's a very powerful process, and for those who have used it in their businesses, really experience a high in the 90 percentile conversion rate. And then we step out into being considerably huge, really mastering mindset. And again, we create this together in 12 weeks in a very supportive environment. We have between 2 and 3 calls per week, depending on which week in the program, making sure that every piece is covered for you, and that there's a real up-leveling of what it is that you experience internally, but also really what you're able to create externally. I really call it the partnering of the energetical with the practical.
I love that. I love it.
Yeah. And I don't know if you want me to give contact information, or if you're going to sending that out, Adela.
Actually, those on the webcast, there is a link, but you can just press on that button on the lower right-hand corner, and it'll take you to Heather's offer. Otherwise, if you wanted to go there, you can just type in budurl.com/energyrich. I will be sending that out in a following email. I did want to ask you, though, Heather, can anybody take this training, or do they need to have had coach training or anything like that before they do the training with you?
That's a great question, and really it's a program that's designed for healers and for coaches and for all heart-centered entrepreneurs, whatever level it is that you're at in your business. This is a system that really made a difference for me as it was shown to me, and I was really began to step into this when I was building my business, and it's the same system that I still use today. I was actually on a boot camp call today, our shifting from selling to serving, and I'm like, this is so good. I needed to tap into this today.
Yeah.
Really, wherever you are in your business, you don't have to have previous training of any sort. And we do, what's very important is that we do only take 20 members because we do want to keep the process intimate.
Mm-hmm.
And for the program that's starting November 9th, we have one spot left, and we only do take 20. So
okay.
I always say it's a golden magic spot. So whoever grabs that spot, I'll be reaching out to you, and I'll be offering you some very particular personal support from me.
Wonderful. And I know that it's a really content-rich, and there's all kinds of bonuses, and it's really phenomenal. And is this a system that you use to triple your business and income in 3 years?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's not triple my business in 3 years. It was triple my business every year for 3 years.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's something that, I just continue to do. And again, it's really about using every step in the Energy Rich Entrepreneur Success System. And I know that when you bring people to the page that gives more information, you'll also be able to really see just a handful of the incredible results that have come forth from this program. People who have went from no business to having business, people who have went from wanting to close their doors to reaching six figures, and just other stories. I'm very, very honored and blessed for the results that continue to come forth from this.
Wonderful. I also wanted to let people know that Heather has generously donated a bonus for us, and I will be sending out an email later on so that you can get her How to Move Through Fear for Money audio action book. So there's also another goodie from Heather coming your way.
Excellent.
So, yeah, Heather, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
This has been great.
Yeah, such a joy to partner with you and to share with you, and I'm just honored to be a part of whatever it is that you're creating and support you in taking your message to a bigger place. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to unmute the line so everyone could say goodbye. All righty, everyone. It's been wonderful having you here. Thank you
goodbye.
So much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye,
Heather.
Bye,
everyone.
Bye.
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 Bye.